Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's. I'm going to do an intro here, and we'll bring on our guest. All right, sound good, Jeremy?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, joining us live right now is our good friend. He is the Ratty Daddy. He is the king of Wreck Shit Mountain. He's one half of the Garbage Daddies who are challenging for the GCW Tag Team Championships at the People vs. GCW, January 19th, Hammerstein Ballroom. Our guest today is the returning and live Patrick.
And what's up, Steven?
Cole. Hey, buddy.
What's up, Jeremy? How are you, sir? Hey. Steven, what's up, brother? It's been forever, it feels like.
I know, man. I've missed you. I wasn't able to make it to Center Stage. I got the flu that week. It was terrible. I was like, the last thing I want to do is show up and start interviewing wrestlers and they give everyone the flu right before Hammerstein, so I just wound up staying home.
No, it's all good, man. I missed you, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Glad to be back on. Glad to see the boys.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's get into it, man. This is we got some big stuff coming up. As I mentioned, GCW Hammerstein, January 19th. You and Alec Price, the Garbage Daddies, around the time that you guys started teaming together, I remember y'all getting a shot at VIF. It must have been like right around the time VIF won the tag titles at Center Stage a year ago. And you guys came up short, but it was right after your match with East West Express, right before Nick Wayne went off to AEW.
Yeah, it was in Indianapolis.
Yes, good call. And you guys lost that match. I remember because it was in Indy and it was your hometown. But it was also around the time that you and Alec had started on a consistent basis teaming in GCW. In more recent memory, you guys had a match where, and you have to clarify this for me, I'm glad you're here. Do you guys call your finisher the garbage disposal or the trash compactor?
Garbage disposal.
Okay, I've heard it called both. Okay,
trash compactor was Duke Drozzi.
No, I know it was. I know it was, Jeremy, but I've heard it called that.
If you need a visual, like a seeing thing, I'm sure Jeremy would love if I picked him up on my shoulders. Alec just found a little ledge just high enough, and I'm just saying, there's
terrible.
A table underneath. Hey, there's a table to break your fall, dude.
Something's going to break. It's not going to be my fall. That sounds awful.
If something of yours is going to break.
Yeah, I know.
So the
it's called the garbage disposal.
So y'all hit the garbage disposal. This was just like a couple months back, and y'all had VIF dead to rights, like on the mat. Yeah, and the ref was down. You guys got screwed out of that one. VIF has found a lot of ways recently to, you know, they're great in-ring wrestlers. You know, y'all know I love Dominic Green and Kevin Koo, but they've been finding ways to get the win no matter what at the end of these matches for over a year now with these titles. And so you guys came up short, but you had the visual pin on them very recently. So this leads to Hammerstein. Give me your thoughts, man, on like how big this show is and the fact that you're in a massive tag team title match along with your brother, Alec Price.
Man, this show it's the GCW returning to Hammerstein. It's such a big deal because, one, that's such a historic venue, especially for wrestling. And you think of the legendary shows and legendary matches that have taken place at the Hammerstein Ballroom. For me personally, like the very first GCW Hammerstein show, like I don't know how well you guys remember, but like there had to be like an online like small push for me to be on there. There was like, I believe, Nicole Radrick or like hashtag book Ratty Daddy, all for Hammerstein, where I was already wrestling for GCW, but I wasn't as much established, you know?
A lot of the scrambles and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it kind of became this point of where me and Alec started teaming, and, you know, we got a lot of good wins under our belt. We got good chemistry. We know what we're doing. We're thinking the same. And it's kind of started leading on this path where we did beat Violence Just Forever. Yes, did we walk out the GCW Tag Team Champions? No, we did it because we got screwed over. But if I could tell you, what if in one night you could right the world of every wrong? What if in one night you and your best friend, your best pal, your best buddy could conquer the world? And I think on that night, January 19th, the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City, baby, I think the Garbage Daddies are going to whoop Violence is Forever's ass. And I think we're going to walk out the Hammerstein Ballroom, the new GCW World Tag Team Champions.
Okay. So one follow-up real quick, and I'll let Jeremy get some questions in as well.
Do we need to, though?
Yeah. One thing that I found very interesting about the setup to this match is you did not have to use your brass ring to get this tag team title shot. So you still have the brass ring.
Correct.
So
I have not cashed in the brass ring.
Which in theory makes sense because you guys had the visual pin on VIF. So like you guys had reason to get this tag match. You didn't. So that makes sense to me. On the flip side, now I'm like, now you have so many options because, which is hypothetically, I'm just painting this picture for the fans watching. Hypothetically, let's say Hammerstein goes down, VIF finds another underhanded way to beat you guys. They beat you guys and retain the tag titles. You still have the brass ring. You can literally hand it back to the ref and say, screw that. We're running this back right now. We're leaving with these titles. Or you can hold on to that thing and go, okay, I've got the tag titles, and now I'm by my time and become the world champion, become champ, Cole Roderick. So there's a lot you can do with this thing, and I love that you didn't have to cash this in to get the tag title shot. I think it adds a lot to, like, me as a Cole Roderick fan, because, like, I still want to see you as the GCW world champion as well, so.
Let's just say the world is my oyster, my friend, and I plan on taking it. It's very neat to still have the brass ring. I've had it almost for a year, and I feel like it's starting to get a little heavy. But, you know, there's a lot of things at the forefront of, you know, what I want to accomplish, what I want to accomplish in GCW. And right now, it's all eyes on becoming the GCW World Tag Team Champion alongside Alec Price, beating Violence is Forever, going to Hammerstein, whooping their ass. And there is always that small thought of, I'm carrying around this little brass ring that could give me the world. And it's like you said, man, it's exciting because it leaves a lot of options on the table. And yeah.
I want to live in a world where Garbage Daddies win the tag team titles, Cole Roderick is the GCW World Heavyweight Champion, and Alec Price wins the J Cup. And now you've got the JCW and GCW tag team champions with all of the gold. How sick would that be?
I mean, trash all over, dude. Like, I think that would be, I think a lot of people would have a lot of different opinions on that. And I think I don't give a fuck. I think that is definitely within the realm of possibility and the things that me and Alec are capable of, for sure. Apparently I'm not capable of saying capable. It's one of those things where, man, everything is right in front of us right now. You know, it's all in front of us. It's all for the taking. It's all up to me and Blue on about what we're about to do. And we're going to see what happens.
Is there an expiration on the brass ring? Like, can you hold this thing for like 5 years if you want?
Nobody's fucking told me.
All right. I'm just wondering if
nobody told me you gotta use this coupon by this date or you don't get your fucking Big Mac. Nah, I've never been told about an expiration date. So I am holding on to it until I've been notified otherwise or until my time is right.
I don't know if there's like fine print, you know, sometimes like a bottle, like on a bottle cap, it's like really small print of like expires 10/2027.
Maybe I need to check like the inside. I haven't checked on the inside. Maybe if I look on the inside or I was gonna say, yeah, no, I need to look at that. Fuck. But if it was like last Chris, like this past Chris, like it's like fuck. I'm just like, I come back on here and I'm like, so guys,
the referee's like examining it. Is like, you know, this is expired. Actually,
oh, that'd be hilarious. After the main event of Hammerstein with the brass ring. Sorry, Cole. What you said?
It's like, it's like taking something to the cashier. My mom told me to bring it up anyways.
Say that it's you one nice day guy. Pass. You can't take this one day pass. Come
one
on,
one day, dude. Come on. No, yeah, no. I have not been privy to any expiration dates or due by dates, and I'm going to kind of let it roll off that. But yeah, I got a lot of plans. I got a lot of good things I have coming up with it. Sorry, by the way, I don't have my nice.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Set up. Wreck Twitch Mountain is under a lot of construction. And not everybody can have a cool green screen to cover up whatever is going on in their life, you know?
It's just a bed behind me. That's it.
I thought you were outside in front of Toretto's.
Well, I thought you were talking about family out there, and you're just like, I gotta go do this podcast. You guys want to be in the background.
Family. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. That's what I try to remind everybody.
Is that what you can run at a time?
Got you,
I got a, good eighth mile with me. That's, don't worry.
That's it. No, I used to do 5Ks and 10Ks, but those days are behind me.
My knees would say no.
Now I just chase kids around. The kids wanted to play basketball the other day. I was destroying them, just dominating their asses. I was hitting them with the too small and everything, taking them to the hole every single time.
This picture like Billy Madison, like when he's like playing dodgeball with the kids outside and stuff.
Yeah,
like you.
That's right.
Cole, I have a non-GCW question for you. This is random. I've asked you this before, but you might have an updated answer or a more longer answer you can give me. So there's a YouTuber that we've interviewed on the show before called Nacho Mane. He's hilarious. He does these great videos. And he hit me up in the DMs the other day randomly, and he said, hey, dude, I'm working on a video. Do you know anybody who's wrestled Yoshihiko? And I said, oh, yeah, I know some people who wrestled Yoshihiko. What is it like to wrestle Yoshihiko? I'm going to give him this answer.
What angle are you wanting me to take from this?
How stiff is Yoshihiko, bro?
Okay, so
whatever angle you
want.
I
didn't know if I wanted to be respectful or be rude or just whatever. But you talk about somebody that just fucking kicks you in your gosh darn teeth, that doesn't care, that doesn't ask about how your day was or how your body's feeling, that just comes in there and will open up a can of whoop ass. That's Yoshihiko. Tried and true competitor, wrestled all around the world, one of the best, pound for pound, multiple title wins. What else can you say? To wrestle Yoshihiko, though, in a collective show in California was a life trip for sure. But to wrestle a match of that magnitude for the DDT Pro Iron Heavy Metal Weight Championship,
something like that. Yes.
Yeah, dude, that shit was rad, man. And it was a good time. Yoshihiko, you know, it was a great battle. I think I launched Yoshihiko 28 or 35 feet from a 2-step drop to the wall, and I felt like Brett Favre in the pocket. But you know, they steal money from nobody, so it's a lot different.
Yeah, we're talking Vikings Favre,
huh?
Vikings Favre. 1 year Vikings Favre. You don't talk about Packers Favre on this show.
We never talk. Oh, man. Hey, Detroit's going to do it this year. They're going to run the table.
Oh, man. We talked about that.
They're going to run the table. And then you're going to give J.J. McCarthy to the Indianapolis Colts for a third. And it's going to be really nice of you.
Terrible. No, J.J. McCarthy will probably be our starting quarterback beginning of next year. Unless Darnold, like, balls out the playoffs. Like, he'd pretty much need to win the Super Bowl at this point after what happened. Like, listen, I love Sam Darnold. He has played.
Can you tell me if Sam Darnold doesn't take you to the conference championship?
It all depends on the money, because the whole thing is we're trying to do this by paying JJ nothing and building around him, and Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer, we're hoping that he can basically just do this with JJ McCarthy also. But it's going to come down to the money, because if Darnold gets wants $50 million, for instance, which he deserves at this point. But if he's willing to stay for 20 or 30 to stay on this team and not go back to seeing ghosts and a team that sucks, that's what it's all going to come down to. If he's willing to take less money to stay potentially, or, I mean, it's very possible if Kevin O'Connell already has his mind made up and J.J. McCarthy's his guy no matter what on the rookie contract. But that's a good problem to have for the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold. So, but we saw about the playoffs. I mean, last week was scary. So.
I was going to ask you, moving away from football, and we.
Sorry if you can hear a cat screaming in the background.
Oh, that's okay. What your theme? All my friends are dead. How did you like? Why'd you pick this song?
Saw it in one of the Jackass movies when I was younger, and played it all the time when I was in middle school, high school, whatever. And it just naturally flowed over to me being my theme song one day. I mean, I had different theme songs when I first started out, but I would say I probably used All My Friends Are Dead for the first time. I'll be wrestling for 10 years this year, so I probably used it for the first time in 2016, 2017 as my theme song, and it's pretty much stuck with me since.
That's a good song. I wasn't trying to set you up for a burial there. It's a good song. I really was going to set it up because my wife listens to it and she plays it. And I don't think she realized it was your theme song. So like I hear it in like a different room and I'm like, are you trying to haunt me? Like Cole Radrick's theme song. She's like, what? She's like, it's just a good song. It's like, I know it's Cole's theme song. Are you trying to get me PTSD out here? Yes. Like, oh Jesus, Cole going to burst into my house and put me through a table because this song coffee is table. Playing. There's so yeah, I get kind of worried when I hear it from a different room that you're just going to appear.
Now I feel like I have to set that up. So there is legitimately one time I'm in your house.
That sounds terrible. You're welcome over here anytime. If you're ever in the area, the Akron area, you're more than welcome to come over. But yeah, I get very afraid when I hear it that you're going to burst in and beat me up.
Nah, come on, man.
Anything else, Jensen? We got stuff to do. I don't want to leave Cole hanging here.
No, Cole, just one last message before you get out of here for yourself, for the Garbage Daddies, for the people that are going to be watching. The world will be watching. It's almost like the redo for Hammerstein. Listen, I didn't dislike the first Hammerstein show.
You hated it.
It's a soundbite of me in the literal video for the thing, reading someone else's super chat saying that the show was mid. That wasn't me saying that. That was me reading someone else saying that. But it's my voice saying it in the fucking video for GCW. Anyways,
way to go, Steven.
I know, but the world will be watching. And it's the people versus GCW. What's your message to the fans heading into Hammerstein, Cole?
My message to the fans heading into Hammerstein is the world will be. Ooh. All right, my cat literally just ran up on my bed and knocked
for itself
out of the back of my hand. Like, I'm holding a top socket, so, I thought I had, a good grip, and she just said, all right, my message to the fans at Hammerstein, or the people watching at home, or the people thinking that they don't want to watch, or the people that thinking that they do want to watch, and the people that don't know if they want to watch, I would say, what if one night two people could right the wrongs of the world? Me and Alec Price have wanted to be the GCW Tag Team Champions since we started teaming, since we started talking, since we started being friends. We had the chance to be Violencers forever, and we did not walk out with the Tag Team Championships. Now, January 19th, the Garbage Daddies, Violence Forever, the two best tag teams in GCW right now, square off again. And I promise you there's going to be no hook, no crook, no nanny, no nothing that is going to stop me and Alec Price walking out as the new GCW World Tag Team Champions. I just know it. I feel it. I see it. I sense it. And it's going to happen.
You haven't lost since coming back to GCW, have you?
Well, that tag match with VIF that we're talking about.
But yeah, I'm not like
VIF.
I'm not singles, fully counting that.
In one. Singles matches, I am undefeated. I don't think in tags, I have lost. We have lost once.
I'm not sure that's to true. VIF. Well, the VIF match, but that was. And that was
in GCW, I'm undefeated in singles. I do know that.
Including the win over Cardona, straight up.
That was, mm-hmm. that Cardona, was, Guarini, Blake Christian.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of W's.
What do you
a
think of Vanilla Baby?
Ain't no change gonna. I don't know. I don't know the fucking song. I'm old.
I don't like no whips, but you can't tie me down. But you can rip your loving on me.
I know the song. I know.
I'm Vanilla Baby. I choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. I get love in Detroit like I'm Skilla Baby.
Steven, 28 really
telling me she's just a baby.
Yeah. But like, I don't want to take it out on you. I love you. I love you, buddy. All right.
Love you, Cole. Love you, Cole. Good luck in Hamburg.
That's one of the greatest songs of all time.
No, it isn't.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.